Honey, bonjour, Sego Sigoli. That was Paul Ortega from his album Two Worlds singing The Stomp Dance. Paul Ortega was recently at the Trent University Elders Conference, and where he was also a presenter as an elder, and he was also the entertainer. He's one of the featured premier entertainers in Indian country all across Turtle Island. He is widely sought after to sing and to tell his stories and to weave the kind of message that he has with his music and with his stories that come from his Apache nation. Right now, we're going to hear some community announcements from Mary Lou, who will share those with you right now.
Thanks, Dan. This weekend in Toronto at the Native Canadian Friendship Center at 16 Spadina Road, you'll have the great pleasure of hearing Traditional Elder Jim Dumont speaking on the clan system teachings. Jim Dumont is an Ojibwe of the Fish Clan and a professor of Native Studies at the University of Sudbury. This event started today at 10 a.m. and will continue through this evening until about 10. There's going to be a social, so you might want to bring your moccasins. The teachings will start up again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and will continue throughout the day. There's another social planned and everything should wrap up by around 10 p.m. This week here in London, artist Doug Fox will be hosting an art display and sale at the Royal Bank on Richmond Street. I believe that this will take place during regular banking hours, so you might want to stop in there on Thursday, April 14th, and start your early Christmas shopping, or purchase a present for someone, or just fill that void on your living room wall. This is going to be at the Royal Bank on Thursday. The final meeting for the Native Diabetes Support Group will be held on April 20th at 6 p.m. at 343 Richmond Street, Suite 109. They will review the last 6 months of meetings that have been held to gain knowledge about the killer disease, diabetes. They will also be planning on what to do for the next six months, and they also plan to have a potluck dinner. You can contact Barb Antone at 668-2800 or Arlene John at 659-2051. This meeting is being held at Atenlos, which is the local shelter for women, Native and non-Native. Atenlos telephone number is 438-0068. NAMRA is having a bingo at the Pot of Gold Bingo Palace at 1153 Hamilton Road at Gore. The bingo will be on Sunday, April 24th, starting at 7 p.m. and going till about 10. Volunteers are needed to help sell bingo cards. They also need people interested in playing as well. Nevada tickets will also be on sale. Diva Ojibwe, the play. Diva Ojibwe is the first collaboration between writer Tina Mason and composer Jared Tate in a pioneering effort in connecting musical cultures. It is a unique project that investigates the musical and thematic relationship between traditional Native North American music and Western opera through the story of the heroine, the trapper woman Patsy Mongatagush. Incorporating beliefs and myths of Native and Western culture, it is both comic and tragic as it makes its way to a conclusion that mirrors the ending of the opera Don Giovanni. With songs and texts in both Ojibwe and English, Diva Ojibwe is about the hypocrisy of art and opera, the clash of cultures and the conflict of traditions. It is also a love story which transcends all cultures, speaking in the universal language of song. The gala performance is on April 22nd at the Native Canadian Friendship Center at 16 Spadina Road in Toronto. The performance runs through till May 15th. For further information, contact area code 416-531-1402. There are also special student matinees offered on April 27th and May 4th and 11th. The student price is $9. The number again for further information is 531-1402, area code 416, and ask for Crystal Cook. On Thursday, April 28th, the Forest City Gallery at 795 Dundas Street East will be hosting an evening of video works produced by artists who have experience living between cultures. Videos to be shown are Out of the Fog by Joe Lazor, who's from the Mohawk Nation, Out of the Blue by Richard Fung, Missing Culture by Peter Carew, plus many other titles. On May 6th through to the 28th, the Forest City Gallery will present exhibits by culturally distinct artists in a reception at the gallery at 795 Dundas Street. The reception is slated to begin at 8 p.m. till about 10. Some of the artists being represented are Kelly Green, who is Iroquoian and Italian, Greg Hell, who is French-Canadian Mohawk, and Charles Scott McEwen from the London Gay Community. Sometime in May, the gathering committee from the Nameron Friendship Center will be holding an auction to raise money for the first annual traditional powwow gathering. Donations are needed. They have to have something to sell, you know. And they would also like you to be there with your jar of loonies that you've been saving up, or just bring your old cash. I'll let you know all the details as soon as I get them, so stay tuned. Looking down the road into the future, here are some of the things that are coming up. The Family Unity in the Circle Gathering 1994, with the theme being Healing the Broken Family Circle. The convention will be held at the Cedar Glen Conference Center in Bolton, Ontario on May 27th, 28th, and 29th. This conference should be of interest to Native adoptees of all ages, Native foster youth and foster children, adoptive parents, foster parents, service providers, traditional people, and elders. Contact numbers are Connie Hansen-Berger at 416-408-3967 or Jim DeRoy at 905-892-3756. The Kitchener-Waterloo First Nations Cultural Powwow on June 18th and 19th. They'll offer educational and cultural displays, Native arts and crafts. Camping will be available with plenty of free parking. Chief Richard Miracle will do the opening address. The MC will be Paul Bourgeois. Host female dance will be Marilyn Pelche, and the host male dancer will be Albert Jameson. This is a competition powwow, and the prizes total $15,000. This will take place at the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium at 400 East Avenue in Kitchener, Ontario. The host drum will be the Whitefish Bay Singers, and for further information, contact Ken at area code 519-632-7603. Nameron's first annual traditional gathering is scheduled to take place at Fanshawe Park on July 2nd and 3rd. Volunteers are needed to join the gathering's planning committee, which holds its meetings at Nameron every Thursday evening. The potluck dinner starts at 6 and the meeting follows. And that's all I have for now.
Miigwech, Nyawe, Mary Lou. Yeah, when she was talking about the powwows, one thing that we would like to let our listeners know is that there's two different kinds of powwows, two different kinds of gatherings. The first annual Welcoming the Nations gathering, currently taking place right now as we speak over at the Alumni Hall, hosted by the First Nations Student Association and Friendship Society. That is a traditional powwow. And at traditional powwows, we do see a lot of things like the historical presentations by First Nations representatives that are going to be taking place throughout the afternoon by people like Daryl Stonefish, Bellinger Brown, Marcia Simon, and Del Riley. You do see a lot of that at traditional powwows. Now, the other kind of powwow is the competition powwow. And at a competition powwow, you see different categories. Like in the grand entry, which begins with the Eagle Staffs, the flags, the veterans' flags, and followed by veterans, you have the dancers come in, the head male dancer, head female dancer, and any other people that with that flag party. But following them, you see the men's traditional dancers. That is a category in itself where men in the traditional dance category will compete with one another for a prize of whatever the prize may be, for first prize, second prize, third prize. And then you have men's fancy dance, men's grass dance, and then following that you have the women's shawl dance, the women's traditional shawl dance, women's fancy dance, women's jingle dress dance. And these are all different categories. So that's six categories right there of different dances where the people in those categories compete for the prize money, as well as first, second, third prize. And then you have the adolescents, the teenagers, and it goes right on down to the tiny tots. And the tiny tots even have their own traditional dance tiny tots competition, and the fancy dance tiny tots competition. And they also will compete for the prize money, whatever that may be, whoever is hosting the gathering. They then make this, have a giveaway at the conclusion of the competition, at the conclusion of the powwow, of the gathering, at which time they announce the various winners of the various categories, and each winner comes up, and each person who placed second or third will come up and receive his prize money. and the various honoraria for the various other delegates who are there also representing various offices of honor within First Nations communities will also go up and accept their gift. And this giveaway is also going to be at the, I believe there's going to be one today also at Alumni Hall, which will probably be taking place about 5 o'clock, and that will be followed by a potluck supper. So you're all welcome to come on out and join us for some intertribal dancing. Now, intertribal dancing is dancing where anyone is allowed to come into the dance arena and dance. And all you have to do when you enter into the dance arena is acknowledging that you're dancing for the Creator, you're dancing for creation, and just feel the drum. The drum we recognize as being the heartbeat of our Mother Earth. The heartbeat of Mother Earth. And just feel that heartbeat. Feel your mother's heartbeat. It's the very first sound that we as human beings hear. We hear our mother's heartbeat, and so that sound comes back to us when we enter the dance arena and we begin our dance, begin to dance for creation and dance for the Creator and dance for all life. So that is a little bit about the powwow. That's a little bit about the first annual Welcoming the Nations gathering taking place right now at Alumni Hall. So come on out, please come on over and join us for an intertribal dance, for some food at the potluck dinner, and all donations again are welcome. And if you'd like to talk to any of the dancers, talk to any of the craftspeople, please do. They're very approachable. We encourage that. We urge you to do that, and ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because you know that's how else are you going to learn? That's why we're there. We're there to help inform a little bit about how we make these arts and crafts, how we what the various pieces on our outfits, what they mean, what the different beadwork may symbolize, what eagle feather means. Like we're willing to share that if you ask, if anyone asks in a nice way and asks that question, you know, what does that mean? So come on out. Right now we're going to, as Mary Lou was saying when she announced the different events taking place, today we're going to be going up to Toronto for the clan teaching that will be shared by Jim Dumont, who is of the Three Fires Confederacy. He is a water drum carrier. He is also the Grand Chief of the Eastern Doorkeeper of the Three Fires Mi'kmaq Medicine Society. And Jim, we saw him and Dorothy at the Sky Dome Powwow last weekend. And he was also telling us that that he was also looking forward to sharing this clan teaching with our brothers and sisters. Now, the last time that I heard that this clan teaching was shared was at the Temi Ogama First Nations community up in Bear Island, which is quite far north, and it was up there that the clan teaching was shared for the first time in many, many, many years. And when Jim went to spend this time with them to teach them and to share this teaching with them, it was, like as I said, the first time that many people heard about this, the clans. Now, the clans are family units. We each, as indigenous peoples, belong to a clan. We are all given a family to belong to. And when we talk about that extended family that we belong to, that means that because I'm a member, for example, of the Kildare clan here in southern Ontario, I can go across to California, or I can go across to the West Coast, and there I will find other Kildare clan members. And when I come into their territory, I acknowledge that I'm coming into their territory, but these fellow Kildare clan members are members of my family, and I am a member of their family. And so they welcome me into their territory, they welcome me to their homes, They provide a roof over my head for me to sleep. They provide food for me to eat. And I, in turn, do the same for them when they travel and they come down to this territory. And I find out that they're also killed their clan members. That means we belong to the same family unit. And so up in Temagami, presently today, the land claim that was recently negotiated by the Temagami Teme Ogama Anishinaabe, the TAA, with the province of Ontario, that has been abrogated, that has been repudiated, because the clan system, the traditional clan system, is starting to be revived, is starting to be re-traditionalized, is starting to be believed in again, is starting to come back to our people, and it will be again the ruling traditional government of the Anishinaabe people at Bear Island. And it's because of this clan teaching that Jim Dumont shared. And so we will go up there and we will bring back that some of those teachings to our listeners next week. And we're really looking forward to this, and we're kind of excited. So we just want to say Kwabmin, which means we don't have any word in our language that says goodbye. So we'd like to say Kwabmin till we meet again in the Ojibwe language, and Ona Giwahe, which in the Iroquoian language, which also means till we meet again. And we're going to close this week with Paul Ortega from his album entitled Three Worlds. And this song is the honor song. Now, the honor song is played at every powwow, at every gathering. You'll hear it again over here at Alumni Hall when the retiring of the Eagle Staff or the grand entry is happening. So this is Paul Ortega, the honor song, here on Smoke Signals. Ona Giwahe Kwabmin.